down that road and on that train, and in that house and down that drain, down that drain.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more. Or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 12th of August, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the station is inundated with youthful exuberance as the annual CITR Summer Radio Camp is going on all around us, so don't be surprised if the occasional unexpected visitor pops up at some point. Plus, we have an expected visitor. Nick Rinka of Chimera Theatre Collective is here, and he's going to tell us all about their latest production in just a few moments. Plus, I'll do one last shameless plug for the shows I'm doing at Jericho, Call Board, and a lot of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Alrighty, let's just get right to it. We're going to start off with some music. We're going to play a track off this week's number one record on the CITR playlist. I don't usually go to the playlist, but it's a local disc, local group, local song, and we're all about the local here. It's Adrian Teacher and the Subs' new record, Terminal City. This is a song called Charmless Babes.
Everywhere and delicas and breweries surround me. Coffee shop economy and friends that cannot make ends meet. Nothing left, you've been passed out and left town, but not you. You leave the light on, the bedroom light for me tonight, and when I stop. I can't believe it. Why are we still here? What the hell happened? Yuppies walk their puppies' hands.
echo stands. Luxury is charmless and it's hopeless. But not you. Leave the light on, the bedroom lights, for me tonight. And when I stumble home, what was here before?
I don't know.
Some kind of mom and pop? They've really cleaned it up, haven't they? Well, how would you like to be remembered? I hope that you believe in somebody new. Somebody new, but I'm with you.
There we go. That's who did I say that was? Oh yeah, Adrian Teacher in the on the subs. New CD. It's called Terminal City. So you got to check it out. It's great. Nick Rinka is here. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in. Nick is Nick's an old pal. We've we've worked together a couple of times. We've known each other for about 4 years now, I think.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. I started right here at UBC with UBC Players Club in 2012 with a show called Our Country's Good.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, you played my incoherent Scottish sergeant.
Yeah. I was always drunk. Those are literally the lines.
That's exactly how it was written in this. Yeah. And then last year we did School for Scandal.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
At the CBC. And in between and since then, you've been doing stuff with Quimera, basically since we did Our Country's Good.
Yeah, that's actually when I met Chimera, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, apparently it's a Chimera.
Chimera.
Chimera, yeah. Okay. I've been saying Chimera this whole time.
Yeah. And so have I. So anyway, good. Well, that group kind of grew out of what we were doing at UBC Players Club.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And you've been doing some fringe shows with them, and
yeah, we did a couple of fringe shows. Death of a Playwright a couple of years ago at Studio 16. Mm-hmm. Matthew Willis wrote that.
Yeah,
and our first show as Chimera was Pirates with a question mark.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was like an outdoor one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on site. That's where I met. That's how I met Chris Robson, actually, and he casted me in Our Country's Good.
Oh, yeah, okay, so all right, that's where
it started.
Came
yeah,
all right. I thought it went the other way, but it went that way. Okay, good. So now we have that straightened around. What you guys are doing this year is it's actually a festival of four short plays,
mm-hmm.
And the show itself is called Oddities and B-Sides, and it's going on at the Havana starting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
So these are all like new works, original works.
One of them is so. Yeah. Just want me to tell you what they are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first one is Words, Words, Words by Daniel Ives.
Mm-hmm.
It's about three chimpanzees who are test subjects.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and they're trying to write Hamlet.
Okay.
And the second one is called The Bridge. Me and Kate, Caitlin Docking wrote it.
Yeah.
And it's a post-apocalyptic play set in San Francisco. The third play is Naomi in the Living Room by Christopher Durang. It's pretty much about a couple having a visit with their mother, and she is crazy.
Uh-huh.
That's without spoiling anything. And the last one is called Box. It's about two grown men fighting over a cardboard box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of where the name came from, Oddities and B-Sides. Our other producer, May Bosang, came up with the name. We just thought it fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Because they're very weird plays.
Mm-hmm. Well, B-sides is a term that it's really very archaic now because it comes from when music was on vinyl.
Yeah.
And you know, when I was a kid, you would buy songs on 45s. They were, you know, they were small, like 6-inch vinyl with the big hole in the middle. So you need to have the little the clip in the middle to hold it onto the turntable. But you had the hit on the A side, and then they would just put whatever would fit on the B side because they had to have something on the back of it. So a B side was always a song that wasn't really supposed to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And that nobody really cared about. So it, it sort of fits in with the oddities as well.
Yeah.
Sort of like just weird reject stuff.
Yeah.
So well, tell me a little bit more about like, first of all, let's talk about the play that you wrote, The Bridge.
Yeah.
So how did that start? Like, you and Caitlin have been friends for years.
Yeah.
Have you ever written anything together before?
This is our first time writing something together. Actually, well, I've known Caitlin since I was 15.
Yeah.
And I'm 26 now, so she's my best friend.
Your oldest and dearest friend.
Yeah. We're super close. One day, actually, we did The Bridge before. At another Chimera production called Tales and Crux.
Right. There's
another short play festival we did, but with more of the Chimera members.
Right.
And how it happened was we were going to do four short plays, but each one of our members wanted to write a play.
Yeah.
And we'd cast each other in the plays. And me and Kate were like, yeah, let's write something. And I got the idea by listening to a Scott McKenzie song called San Francisco.
Right.
The guy from Mamas and Papas.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told Kate, I don't know what our play is going to be about, but I want this song to be in it.
Okay.
And that's how it started. So we made a post-apocalyptic play.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of comedy in there, but it's, I wouldn't say it's necessarily comedy. It's more of a drama.
Right.
Yeah.
So does it sort of take place on the Golden Gate Bridge, or like, how does the bridge come into it?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. Pretty much, it's a man and woman.
Yeah.
They don't have names. You don't know their names.
Yeah.
But there's supposed to be a camp at the end of the at the Golden Gate Bridge, and they're traveling there. So they could literally be the last two people alive.
Right.
And they run into a bunch of problems on the way. But that's the main story, is that they're trying to get to the bridge, to the camp, with all the other survivors.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it.
No, no, but it's sort of a hero's quest, a journey kind of story.
Yeah, and they run into like problems on the way, and there's a lot of humor in there too.
Good. Well, of course.
Yeah.
You and Caitlin together, there's got to be some humor in there. It just wouldn't be you guys without it.
Yeah.
I tell you. And do you know much about the other three, what they're kind of about, or?
Yeah, I guess I gave a brief description about each one before. Words, Words, Words by Daniel Ives. Yeah, it's about literally three chimps. So we're going to be we're actual chimps, like, running around on stage like monkeys. It's going to be crazy.
No, but it's like people playing chimps.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Really hard in the knees, by the way.
Yeah.
But, they're test subjects.
Right.
And this doctor, who you never see in the play, but he's trying to make, he has this theory that if three chimps can write Hamlet and have infinity to do it, they could.
Yeah.
But obviously they can't.
Yeah.
So
the play is sort of a conversation between the three chimps?
Pretty much, yeah. Like the chimp I'm playing keeps raising questions like, why the hell are we doing this? You know, he's like, he thinks more outside the box, and the other ones are like, oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get it.
But
they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They don't know. They're just like, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're typing like things that don't make sense. And it's a very physical play.
Oh, cool. All right. Yeah. And each one is directed by a separate director.
Yes. Words is directed by Jenna Newton,
right,
as you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bridge is directed by Shelby.
Yeah, Shelby Bushell.
Yeah, Shelby Bushell. And Naomi in the Living Room is by Jada Novak.
Yeah.
And The Bridge is by Luke Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
No, The Box.
The Box. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm just, I'm also performing in all
four
the
of
shows.
Them. Yeah. And it's all four playing each night?
Yeah, each night. Yeah.
So they're only like about, what, 20 minutes long?
Two of them, like Words and Naomi, run about 12 to 13 minutes.
Right.
And The Box and Bridge are about 25 minutes,
okay,
I'd say. Yeah.
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So it's going on at the Havana, and it's only on for like, what, four nights, three nights?
Yeah, that's all we can afford.
Yeah, I know. It's not cheap, and it's not easy. And you know, I did a week at the Havana a few months ago, and it's a how many actors have you got, by the way? Because you're working the Havana, and it's got a small little tiny green room.
Yeah, and it's really hot. We have about, I'd say, four. Well, it's me, Caitlin Dockin, and May Bosing.
Right.
We're all producing it.
Yeah.
And we're acting in all the shows as well. And we have one other actor who's in the box, so I'd say...
So that's just four actors.
Four actors.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You can survive that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's small in that room, I heard.
What was it we had for nuts? We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We had about 8 or 9.
Oh, God.
People, and it was just really nuts. It was really, we weren't friends after that was over. No.
That sucked. Well, I hope we're still friends after this.
Well, no, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah. So to find out more, you get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets.
Yep.
And there's a Facebook page that we'll put a link to on the Dave Radio page, or look up Oddities and B-Sides. And you're at the Havana from the 24th to the 27th.
Yep.
And it looks like a great night of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I think so. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, no. Oh, that's it. Okay, cool.
That's all you get.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
Unless there was more. There's anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just first time doing this. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Great.
I should. I don't know if I told you this, but Nick was part of a project that we did here for Remembrance Day last year. It was called Six Warriors. It was a dramatization of a oral history of World War II, and we submitted it to the National Campus Radio Association.
Yeah.
And we got honorable mention for special programming.
That was amazing.
So thanks for helping out with that.
Well, thanks for having me on anytime.
My pleasure.
Great.
All right, we're going to get back to some music. This is Pill Squad. All right. I hit the wrong button, so I'm going to do it again. This is Pill Squad.
So you know that our band is fully funded by Big Pharma, and every time we play, we have a separate pill funding us, right? Like tonight it's Gravol, that's boring. Last time it was Viagra, that was a little bit better. But anyways, that's the thing. But tonight we have the new Pharmacy Seekers, the Drugstore Cowboys. They're going to sing for us, and I'm going to try and sing along, but like, really, now that I've taken all that Gravol, because it's our pill of the night, I'm a little tired.
Thank you.
Tim is the best.
If the rain comes down, I don't notice when she's around, oh boy. What a baby. Well, as a man, I'm gonna kiss Santa, kiss Santa, kiss Santa, kiss Santa. We're gonna kiss some more. Where one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more, 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 more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine, I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective?
This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so...
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
That spot always makes me think of Jimmy from South Park. Here's pizza.
It's a brand new day.
Are you a graduate student? De-stress from your studies through the Graduate Student Society. Come and meet new friends through our beer tasting sessions, sports leagues, and fitness classes. And maybe you're interested in making a difference. Help eliminate sexual assault by volunteering to become a GSS Active Bystander Trainer. If ever you experience difficulties with your supervisors, faculty, or the university, the GSS can provide confidential advocacy assistance. And we will work with you to help resolve academic, personal, or financial issues. Your graduate student experience matters. Let the GSS help you now. Visit gss.ubc.ca.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. This is our weekly look at calls for actors, crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. We believe that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And we're going to start out with a job opening right here at CITR. We need a new volunteer manager. Our current volunteer manager has now become our new station manager. And so his job has opened up. If you think you got the stuff to do it, we'd love to hear from you. The volunteer manager is a staff position that coordinates with the student executive to manage the volunteers. And you're expected to play a leadership role in developing and implementing strategies and policies to help achieve the station's objectives. Some of the duties include building an organization that engages and attracts students and volunteers, managing the recruitment, training, and integration of volunteers, and having a, the ideal candidate will exhibit the following qualities: friendly, engaging, approachable, capacity to lead and motivate others, ability to manage staff and volunteers, demonstrated group facilitation skills, and ability to work independently, along with all kinds of other great great attributes. There's a great team here at CITR. The staff are terrific. The students, the volunteers, everybody is very motivated and energetic, and for the right kind of person, this is a really tasty job. There's also another opening here for advertising and distribution coordinator. That person will work with both the on-air productions and Discorder magazine to keep track of distribution and advertising on all platforms. So somebody that's able to work with volunteers, managing, tracking all advertising clients, developing and maintaining a strategy for print, radio, and online advertising, and helping to distribute a Discorder around the city. So both those jobs are open now. If you want to know more about them, you can go to our website at citr.ca, or you can contact Hugo, the station manager, at stationmanager@citr.ca. Deadline for applications is Thursday, August 18th, but if we don't find a suitable candidate, then we'll just keep looking until we find the right person. So that could be you. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. The 2017 Push Festival is looking for youth to perform in a production of Concord Floral. This was written by Governor General Award-winning playwright and Club Push curator-in-residence Jordan Tannehill. It's an opportunity for 16 to 19-year-olds who are interested but not necessarily trained or experienced in the arts. So this is a great way to gain some professional experience. The auditions are happening today. No, sorry, a month from now, on September 12th at the Shadbolt Center. And that is in conjunction with a three-day performance workshop that's also happening at the Shadbolt Center September 9th to 11th. So if you want to know more, go to the Shadbolt Center website or go to the Push Festival website, and they will give you more information on that. The show is called Concord Floral, and the workshop is called How to Fall. Laughter Zone 101, looking for a Carol Burnett impersonator. And they spelt Carol Burnett wrong, but I won't mention that. The show is happening on October 22nd. Their auditions are on Sunday, August 14th in New Westminster. They're looking for a female actor who can play Carol Burnett in a variety show. You should be familiar with Carol Burnett's material, most particularly her Bucket Lady character, and be able to do the Tarzan call. So if you can handle that, send your headshot or video clip along with your resume to janice@laughterzone101.com. United Players doing a production of Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts, directed by friend of the show Michael Farah. That is happening in November. The auditions are on Sunday at the Jericho Hill Center on West 4th Avenue. And you need to book an appointment to get in on that. Call Andre at 604-224-8007. Pantos and Christmas shows coming up. We've got Alice in Wonderland in White Rock. Their auditions are on Sunday and Monday. Robin Hood and Marion at Metro. Their auditions are at the end of the month on the 29th and 30th. And I had a third one, and I don't think I kept. Oh, no, here it is. Emerald Pig Society doing the best Christmas pageant ever, and their auditions are on August 30th. They're specifically looking for kids, 15 children ranging in ages from 8 to 14, plus six women in the ages of 35 to 60, and two men 35 to 45. So that's all that the Emerald Pig Society in Maple Ridge. And then we've got Arsenic and Old Lace at Theater West Van. Their auditions are this weekend at the West Van United Church. Metro Theater's Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, directed by Joan Bryans. She's busy this year, I tell you. And her auditions are going to be at the Metro Theater on Southwest Marine Drive next week, Sunday, August 21st. Sidekick Players doing Yasmina Reyes's Art, translation by Christopher Hampton. And this is directed by another friend of the show, Jacqueline Keith. That will be up in January, and the auditions are at the end of the month, August 24th and 28th, at the Tawasin Arts Center. Phantom Moon Collective doing a production of Spring Awakening, directed by Chris Lamb, another friend of the show. My goodness, we are collecting a lot of friends of this show, I tell ya. Spring Awakening is happening in March of 2017. It's a very limited run, only four performances, and that's at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. The auditions are on August 27th, but they want you to submit something by next Friday, the 19th. And this company, they like to do alternate roles. So if you're given a lead role, you will also double up with another cast member who will play your part on alternate nights, and you will join the ensemble. So it's a great way for actors to gain experience both in playing lead roles and also in working with an ensemble, which is also an important part of the theater performance business stuff. That's it. So if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And don't forget those two job openings here at CITR. Go to CITR.ca for more info on that. And let's see, what are we going to do now? Let's take another break, and we're going to hear about Bumbershoot, and then we'll come back and wrap up the hour with some more music.
on Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th. It's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone, with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're...
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you may...
Or you might. Huh, one of those little fade-out ones. Wasn't supposed to do that. Anyway, old high school pal of mine, Curtis Cowan, is still rocking it out. His band is called Flyer. They just released a new CD called Barking in the Dark. This is a title track from that one.
Just barking in the dark and bitching at the world while life was merely along. Barking in the dark and wasting all my time and hoping that nothing will go wrong.
dark and howling at the moon, and life will have to just carry on. Woo!
So the Fringe Festival is coming up September 8th, and we are planning lots of stuff here. We've got our podcast, This Fringy Life, that Christine and the Arts Department are organizing, and we're going to be doing a live broadcast from the Fringe venue. We haven't nailed down exactly when that's going to happen, but it will be around the beginning opening weekend, and we're all going to open up the mics here on Dave Radio for folks that are doing Fringe stuff and want to promote their shows. We've already starting to get a nice list of potential performers, friends of the show that want to promote their Fringe material. So if you want to be part of that, you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, or you can go to the Dave Radio Facebook page and say, I want to be a part of it. Happening this weekend, Fighting Chance Productions, doing their two musicals, Heathers and, oh my goodness, it just slipped my mind what the other one is. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head, and it didn't work. What the heck? Oh, American Idiot. That's the other one. American Idiot and Heathers are playing in repertory at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island. So definitely check out both of those shows. Fighting Chance always puts on top-notch productions, and these are two pretty cool musicals. And then, of course, I can't forget the shows I'm in. Yes, folks, I'm on stage at the Jericho Arts Center. We're doing Country Wife tonight. Tomorrow night it's Betrayal. I'm not in that one, but it's still a pretty good show. Pretty good show. And then Romans in Britain. We got 1 week left. Romans in Britain is the final show on the 20th next week. So get your tickets. Go to EnsembleTheaterCompany.com or go to the webpage, or go to the Facebook page. Just slow down. Don't let your mouth get ahead of your voice. There we go. That's fine. Okay. So so those are things that are coming up that and are happening right now that you want to be a part of. One of my favorite listeners, David Ivan Neal, sitting at home in Langley, pumping out tunes. Here's another one for you. He records this stuff on his iPhone and puts it up on Bandcamp. Guy's a genius.
She exists in the whites of my frustrated fists. As I think, I don't know what you think, so I don't know. As of now, she's just some girl at a party, stubbed her toe. Male seeks female, seems like toenail. Male seeks female, seems like toenail. Male seeks female, seems like
That is We Found a Lovebird from their new CD, Lobby. And we had a call in, so I just wanted to go let you know that some of the bands that we heard today that I didn't... stop that. No. You're supposed to only play one song at a time. There we go. Some of the bands that we heard today that I didn't announce were like Pill Squad, New Black, Reed Jameson, Ace Martins, And we also heard from Curtis Cowan, David Allen, Ivan Neal. We found a Lovebird and Adrian Teacher. So lots of great stuff on today. And guess what? That's it. Yeah, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. This week's shout out goes to friend of the show and friend to us all, Hugo Noriega, who has just been appointed station manager of CITR. We congratulate you, Hugo, and we know you'll do a great job keeping this place running. Hugo's old job, volunteer manager at CITR, is up for grabs. I've already told you about it, but if you think you've got the stuff, you sure should give it a shot. All the details are at CITR.ca. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send us your details at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. Stick around, because coming up next, in place of Femme Concept, the campers from the CITR Radio Camp will be showing you what they've been up to this week. They'll be doing it in half-hour segments. The first show coming up is called Soundwave, and they'll be doing it every half hour until Nardwar at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.